At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Hi there. My name is Michael, and I want to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. You get to spend some time with me. And I do think I have a guest tonight somewhere. I don't know how we're going to find him. Rose is not with us right now. So, and I have several callers, so we're going to have to do some juggling here in a minute and see if Martina is on the phone lines here. But I want to say, man, Spirit's doing amazing things and working in our lives and all that stuff. And hopefully you can feel that. You know, a lot of times, you know, we all have those down moments. You ever have those, just that blah down moment time in your life where you just go, ugh? We always have those every once in a while, don't we? But today, the card I pulled for the show is from my Gaia deck, and it's the Remembrance card. And it talks about, at the bottom of the card, it says, resurfacing of past feelings and emotions. I want to focus on the word past feelings and emotions. Let's focus on the word past again, okay? So some of us might be facing that right now. You know, some things might be popping up from our past. You know, we think we've dealt with it. We think we've, you know, done it. It's over. And then all of a sudden it goes, nope, I'm still here. And so that could be happening right now. If that's happening right now, just ask your angels to help you with it. And this too shall pass. Okay. But when you're going through it, you're going through it. I understand. But we just have to keep on keeping on and keep doing what we know to do and just trust, all right? Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll figure out how we do the rest of the program, okay? All right, so let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. And thank you for everything that you do for us. And Father, Mother God, even in those moments that we have those blah moments in our lives, we know that you're right there with us. And Father, Mother God, you're holding our hands, and you're helping us and lifting us up and guiding us forward. And Father, Mother God, right now I just pray that you would just help me move totally out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for the abilities inside of me, the gifts that are inside of me. And Father, Mother God, I just pray that those would come forward tonight. And Father, Mother God, I just pray that you would just be with our listeners tonight, that you would watch over them, take care of them, meet their needs, whatever needs those are. Father, Mother God, you know, the one thing I like about you, you already know what we need. You already know right where we are. And you still love us. That's the amazing thing. That's the awesome thing. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for that. Because you don't judge us. You don't have... You know, if we do this or if we don't do this, you love us or you don't love us. You just love us. And that's just awesome. And Father, Mother God, I just pray that you would just, you know, let us all know that. Because those are those moments in our lives that sometimes it's easy for us to forget it. But you love us no matter what. And you're right with us no matter what. And that's a cool thing. Father, Mother, God, we say namaste. Oh, surround us right now with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And now we say namaste and we say amen. Okay? There is something on my heart tonight that I want to talk about really quick here, and just a concern of mine. And you know, I put it in the hands of the Spirit, but I also just need to talk about it. And there's a friend of mine that is missing. I don't know where they are. I don't know how to get hold of them. I've sent them emails. We've tried calling them, and their phone number's disconnected, and I'm really concerned. And it's Caroline, and Caroline's called into this program many times. She is a dear friend of mine. What happened, just to give you a rundown of why I'm concerned, is she was going to send some money to this program, and then that was the last word I had. And that never came. I haven't heard from her since. She does live in the area that was affected by the hurricane. And I think the last time I talked to her, she was having some health issues with mold and stuff like that. And so tonight, if you know her, if you know how to get a hold of her besides me, we're going to just send angels to have her contact us. And so, Caroline, if you're listening to this program, please call us. We are concerned about you, and the only thing I can do is put you in the hands of angels right now and keep my emotions out of the way. And so, but we're going to go ahead and pray for Caroline tonight. And Spirit knows where she is. I have a very uneasy feeling about this. I will tell you that. But until I know anything, you know, we're going to trust Spirit, okay? So let's go ahead and pray for Caroline and the situation and that she would get in contact with us one way or another, all right? Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for Caroline. We thank you for what she brings to this program when she does call in. Father, Mother, God, she's turned out to be an awesome friend to me and to this program. And tonight, I just don't know where she is. I haven't been in contact with her for months now or so. And tonight my heart is aching and burdened. And Father, Mother, God, the only thing I know is to bring this to you. And I ask that you would just be with Caroline tonight wherever she is. And that you would just let her know that we love her, that we care about her, and that hopefully she contacts us. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for her life. And I thank you for everything that she has done and all that she will do in the future. And surround us all right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. We say namaste. We say amen. All right. Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to open with a song. We always do that. And then your calls are next. My guest, I don't think is here. So that's okay. I'm very capable of reading. And so we're just go ahead with the program. So we're going to be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We will be right back. Let me find a song here. And how about we will go down here and play this one. We'll be right back. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number is 347-327-9316. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Ann. Ann, hi, how are you?
Hi, Michael. I hadn't seen your show pop up in a while, and I've been worried about you, so I was sending you some energy, hoping you'd show up, and tonight... there you were.
I know. There I am. I was on last Thursday and Friday.
Okay, what time was that?
I think they were different times than my normal programs. I think they were more in the afternoons. So but they're archived, so you can go listen to them later. But how can I help you tonight?
Well, I did find out what is going on, a couple of situations with my health, and I'm on medication.
Okay.
I don't have anything life-threatening, but it's extremely painful. And I'm wondering if you see resolution in that area soon.
Definitely soon. I would say that you're going to be starting to feel better here by the end of the month. I'm hoping sooner, but I'm going to say at least by the end of the month you should not be in any pain. You should not be in as much pain as you're in right now. Definitely see a relief coming here.
Do they have to change the medicine, or will I see I'm the same, just it's going to take time? Or?
It's just going to take a little bit of time with this medicine. Because I feel like what's going on right now is I feel like that some of your meds are sort of counteracting each other.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But also I feel like that's going to even out here. You just started taking these meds. Sometimes it takes a while. But I do feel like that this is the right step with this. I do feel that. So I would just give it some time and just trust the angels. But I do feel like that this should be done by the end of the month. You should not be in this much pain. I'm sorry you're in any pain right now. But also at the same time, there is relief coming. I keep seeing an envelope with money in it.
Oh, Michael, I put a check in an envelope, but it already has a designated thing.
Well, this is an envelope with money coming to you, not money going out from you.
Oh, a decent sum of money or just a little bit for the house?
Oh, I'm saying that this looks like a decent sum. I'm going to say at least it looks like I see a bunch of zeros. I'm going to say at least 1,000 or so. So this is a good sum of money because I'm seeing zeros. I'm seeing more than just 2 zeros. And so I'm seeing about 3 zeros. So behind these numbers, and I see several numbers. I can't give you a definite amount, but I definitely do see that this is coming. Now, when this comes, I'm gonna say that this is coming to you. Should be mid March to me.
Really? Is this the thing that I had applied for, like a settlement, or is it something else?
This looks like a settlement of some sorts. This looks like some kind of a legal settlement.
Oh. Well, you can't tell how much.
I can't tell you any more than that. I wish I could.
That'd be wonderful because this month I'm just getting slammed like a snowstorm.
Yeah. I can't tell you that I'm seeing California on the envelope, like in the return.
Really?
Yeah. So this is. It feels like it's coming from California for some reason. I don't. That's all I know.
I don't know of any dealings there, but I'll certainly be glad to take visit.
Yeah. Maybe spirit works in mysterious ways sometimes. Beyond anything that we can imagine.
I'm praying very hard, and there's just a whole lot of things just been hitting me all at once. Small car repair, but thank God I had a friend who looked at it and he fixed it, so he saved me probably $100 today.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Sometimes spirit works in through other people and in ways that we don't always understand or know, and until we look back and we go, man, if that person hadn't stepped in, that was going to cost me a lot of money.
Right.
So spirit brings those people to us, and everybody has a special talent to share.
I have a friend who cannot have animals where they live, and every so often brings me food for my cat. And yesterday I got about a dozen cans of cat food and litter and some things for me, which was very surprising, and I was delighted.
That's one thing I love about spirit, and I love it when these kind of things happen because this shows me that people are listening to the spirit within them, and us all working together, we can change the world and we can help one another because we're all connected. And when we start listening to that little voice and saying, hey, maybe we didn't even know the person, but for some reason we're feeling urged to take maybe some canned goods for a certain person, or we don't know why, but spirit knows why. And
I grew up in a home, and up until the time my parents passed, they were very generous to everyone.
Right.
We weren't a wealthy family,
right,
but we were working people and all. But my mother always had open house for anybody of our friends that needed help or wanted a meal. And she was very generous.
Right.
Sacrificed a great deal. So sometimes I think maybe it's rewarded in karmic ways, passing it down the generation.
Yeah.
And I have always looked out for others. And I think that, maybe that's why I'm getting help here and there.
Yeah, because, well, you know, because I totally believe that. I believe, you know, I believe that we plant the seeds,
yep.
and then sooner or later we harvest that. We don't always know how that harvest is going to come, but we just got to trust the Spirit within us to bring that to us. And I'm glad that things are working out for you. I am sorry that you're still in some pain, but like I said, this should be passing. Right, now,
at least I'm getting some answers, which I wasn't before.
Yeah, well, and that's a good thing, yeah, because when
you're
not getting
like
answers.
They were things that should have been seen more obviously, but were not.
Right. Yeah,
and that's how I felt. I mean, when people look at you sometimes and roll their eyes like, you know, oh, you must be crazy. There's nothing wrong with you.
Right.
You know, take their word, and anybody even who's listening. If people say, oh, it's in your head and this and that. If you feel something in your body, you have to respect that.
Right.
There is a reason. Pain is there for a reason.
Right.
Until we know what it is. So
right.
Just throw that in there. And, Michael, I'm glad you're back on the air, and I hope that you find where Caroline is, and I'll send out some prayers for her, too.
All right. Thank you very much, Ann. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, blessings.
You too. Yeah, because we're all, the one thing that Spirit's been really showing me and talking to me about, and when I listen, is that we're all hooked together. We're all connected together. And, you know, and a lot of times people say, well, you know, why do you worry about people that you don't really know or meet? Because we all are connected. And you know, in some way or another, we are. The Spirit within us connects us. And once we realize that, you know, and if we start treating people like we're all connected, wouldn't it be a better place? Just something to think about. Susie, you're on air with me. Hi. Well, hold on, Susie. I don't know. There we go. Hi. Now you're on.
Hi, Michael.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to tell you that I have definitely resonated with the card of the show for today, and thinking about past and a past relationship.
Right.
And I guess I should have let that one lie, but I didn't. And I called him. I found him and I called him.
Uh-oh.
And it wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy phone call.
Right.
He's alone. And he just was crying and told me that he didn't want to die alone. And that was very hard for me.
Right.
So when what you said to you know, about having some, you know, maybe some, you know, low moments. And today was that for me. And
right.
I even put out on Facebook for people to apply for being my Valentine, and I got no applications.
Well, Susie, I'm really sorry you're going through this right now, and... You know, but the one thing that I want to tell you from Spirit is, and I know that sometimes this just sounds like something people say, but, you know, this too will pass. And even though you're having a bad day right now, this bad day is bringing up a lot of emotions from your past right now. You know, and also this is the week of Valentine's Day. I know that for a lot of people, this week is not a good week. It just brings up a whole bunch of stuff. And including with me. I mean, this is not one of my best weeks in the world. But I also know that Spirit loves us no matter what, and that's what we stand on. You got the best Valentine in the world. You got the Spirit within you that loves you unconditionally, the way you are, perfectly, and that's the best Valentine that I could even think of. But it's not the same as somebody holding you and all that stuff.
Exactly.
I know, but it is an amazing thing. And once we realize that, and once we tap into that, then that's what really matters, is that eternal love that's always there for us. But I do feel like that there is going to be, you know, a relationship for you. I do see that still. So you know, you just got to keep on having that hope. Okay. And when we lose hope, it's not good. And so we always got to have hope. There's always hope. There's always a silver lining behind those clouds. And sometimes it's a little easier to see than at other times, but sometimes it's hard to see that silver lining. But there is hope always out there for you. Let me pull a card for you really quick here, Susie. The card that pops in here is a thinking of you card. Spirit's definitely thinking of you tonight. Knows exactly how you're feeling right now. Knows your heart's breaking. Knows all this stuff, and just comes in here tonight and says, "Hey, you know what? I have a loving thought for you. I'm right there with you and helping you through this, and this will pass and this will heal." But I think the one thing the Spirit really wants you to look at is these past feelings, this past relationship. Really be sure that this is healed, and as this heals, then the other relationship that you're wanting will pop in here. But I think that that's the reason why this is popping up right now, is that Spirit wants to show you there are still some unresolved issues here. And to be sure that you're completely healed there, and then for you to move forward. But you're definitely moving forward. You're definitely going to have that love in your life. Definitely see it. So just, you know, chalk this week up to be a week with a day in it that makes you feel a little uncomfortable, but this week will pass and you're going to be okay, all right?
Hey, Michael, I was talking to my cousin today, and he's planning a trip to New York, and you don't have to ask me twice about going to New York. I was wondering if you see me going there by myself or with someone traveling.
I see you traveling with somebody, but I don't know who with who. But I do see you in New York. Yes.
Mm-hmm. In May.
Uh huh. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to do that, and he's going with his family, but I would really kind of like my own. Someone to go around and reminisce with where I used to live and stuff, you know.
Right. Yeah, but I definitely see this working out for you. I'm not sure who you're going to be with, but you'll be with somebody. But I definitely see you there. So, okay?
Okay. Hey, Michael, could you mention at all, do you know where Caroline was living?
She lives in New Jersey. The town that she lived in was near Newark, in that Newark area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that definitely was hit.
And it got hit pretty hard. And I know that she was dealing with some mood issues last time that I was talking to her. But it's totally out of character for her not to be in touch with me. So that's what got me a little worried.
Well, I'm feeling like that she is okay. You'll be hearing from her. You will be hearing from her, but I feel like that she's okay.
Okay, well, that's good. So, all right, but Susie, I appreciate you. I love you, and you take care of yourself, okay?
I love you too, Michael. Thank you so much.
All right. Hang in there. All right, bye-bye.
I am. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Things will do get better. Okay, I got kicked off for a minute, folks. Whoa, hold on. We got a song playing. So hold on. We'll find out where this song is. Get up here. Now we're back. Technical difficulties. All right. Richard. You're on air with me. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. And my question is, do you have any messages for me? Because when I'm practicing, I'm regularly feeling somebody touching my hand, and then feel like they touch my shoulder and my ear.
Okay. How long has that been going on?
Ever since I started playing the guitar about 2 years ago, so, but it's been the most heavily last 6 months.
Okay, so, okay. Do you have any idea who this might be? I'm picking up a male energy, is what I'm picking up, but I feel like that there's a family member. I don't have them, I'll tell you that, but I do definitely feel like that it is somebody in your family. Anybody play the guitar in your family? Because I'm feeling like that this is somebody that played.
Yeah, my Uncle Joe passed away, and he played the guitar, and then my grandpa played the saxophone.
Okay. So you got music in your blood. Because I was feeling more like that this was like a grandfather energy with this. That's what I was picking up, because I was picking up a very older gentleman but it was somebody that was playing a guitar, though. I saw, like, a person playing a guitar. But it definitely got a spirit working with you. This also, you do definitely, your spirit guide is definitely musical, too. So this could be a lot of his influence, because your spirit guide, I just picked up your spirit guide, is very musical. So this could also be, you know, you're channeling some music. Are you just, sometimes do you just play songs that you don't really know? Is it just pick that up and just start playing it?
Yeah, when I'm playing a lot of times, all of a sudden I'll just have my hand going and I'll start playing stuff.
I would definitely just try to do some free playing. Just what I would do is pray before you start playing, and then whatever tune just comes into your head, just try to go with that, because I'm believing that you're an intuitive musician. I definitely pick that up. So I would definitely try that. You're not got anything to lose by just trying it and see how it works out for you. But I definitely feel like your spirit guide is trying to play some songs and communicate with you through music. So I would definitely try that. But that's all I'm picking up on that, really. I'm sorry, but definitely got somebody working with you in that field. So
yeah,
that helps. And now, have you thought about playing professionally?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping to do. I figure maybe by November I'll be ready to put something on my YouTube site. But yeah, I would like to do professional, if nothing else, some studio work as a studio musician.
Yeah, because I definitely see something coming into play here. I would say more towards the end of this year, which would put you about November. But I definitely see something out from you next year. I would say 2014 would be your year that you really stepped out on this, because I definitely see this taking off for you. So I would definitely keep flowing with that. But I would definitely try, you know, like what I said, you know, just try some free play, and just, you know, it might seem a little weird to begin with, but you'll get into the rhythm of it, because I definitely feel like your spirit guide's trying to channel through you.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. I actually have noticed, I've seen a man's face a couple of times, and it looks like one of my favorite guitarists who passed away about 9 years ago, 9 months ago. He was also a lefty like me.
Yeah. Yeah, because this is whoever's working with besides your spirit guide, this is somebody that you have known, but this is somebody that did play guitar. The person that the human energy that I'm feeling is somebody that did play guitar. But to me, it feels like a very older gentleman. This is either a grandfather type person or somebody like that, because I keep picking up a very older gentleman around you. So, all right. So hopefully that helps you, Richard.
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you. All right, hang in there. All right, bye-bye.
Hey, thank you.
No problem. Okay, we're going to stop for a minute because Spirit actually told me to, so we're going to just stop for a second. Don't go anywhere. I will take your calls. I got a couple more calls here. If you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. If you're looking for a guest, so am I. So I don't know where Martina ended up, but she was supposed to be with us tonight. But, you know, all things happen for a reason and purpose. We just got to flow with them. The one thing that I would ask you to do, the reason why we're going to stop for here in a minute, probably after these next two calls, Rose, my phone lines are closed at the moment. I'm going to take the next two calls. But all of a sudden, I'm not feeling good. My stomach's hurting really bad. And so what we're going to do is the same thing that I would do for you, is we're going to send love and light and healing into my stomach right now. It's my lower part of my stomach. And so we're going to aim a love and light. It could also be what I ate for supper, bouncing around in there. But just over the weekend, a little bug been trying to bite me, I guess. And so we're just going to put a stop to it right away. So let's go ahead and pray for me, and then we'll take your calls, okay? Father, Mother God, I just thank you that we can come to you whenever we need to come to you. And you don't care how many times we come to you, because you just want us to ask. You already know what we need even before we ask, but you want us to ask. And tonight I'm asking that you would just touch my stomach right now, that this pain that I'm feeling right now, that you would just make it go away. And Father, Mother, God, if it's not my pain, maybe it's something that I'm feeling from somebody else, but just let's ease it up and just make me feel better. And I thank you for already doing that. And I'm just going to be quiet for just a second and let you work here. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for your healing touch. And we say namaste and we say amen. All right. I feel better already. Diane, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what to say. Everything is, you know, it's almost like giving up all over again.
Oh, no, we don't want you to do that. Spirit doesn't want you to do that. So what's making you feel like you want to quit? Let's talk about that really quick. What's going on?
Nothing's happening.
Okay.
Nothing I believe in. Nothing I stayed for months. Nothing I worked hard for.
Right. Yeah, I understand. I understand the I want to quit mold. I understand that. You trust me. You know, sometimes it doesn't look like spirit's moving. It doesn't look like things are getting ready to open, and it looks that way. But the one thing I've learned, Diane, one thing I've learned about my life, my own life anyhow, I can only talk for me, is those dark moments in my life when I've just wanted to quit and when I just wanted to just say, hey, you know, what's the use? You know, where are you? Those kind of moments. We all have those if we're honest with ourselves. But I always known that right there in that dark moment, if I gave up right then I would have missed the blessing that was going to be there right the next day, okay? And I feel like that there's a blessing tomorrow. Not 3 weeks, not 3 weeks, not 3 weeks from now, not 3 months from now, tomorrow, okay? And it's going to come in an unexpected miracle, okay? And you got to believe. It's hard to believe right now, I know, because you're letting your mind, you know, play games with you, okay? And we all get there, you know, we're our spiritual beings housed in human bodies, and sometimes that human part of us gets in the way. And so, but I definitely see something happening tomorrow. So just hang on for one more day, okay? Because there is something.
Oh, I'm going to still one more day.
Yeah, but there is something happening tomorrow. I believe it with everything inside of me, okay? And so I don't know what it is. I can't tell you what it is, but I know that something's going to turn this around and get you right back on the track again, okay? You're just off a little bit. You got a little bit derailed, okay? But things are going to be better tomorrow. All right? I know.
Okay.
It's rough. Hang in. It's that facing, and I know that you have it, and mm-hmm. so just you know, keep on doing what you're doing. It's going to happen. There's something happening tomorrow. Okay, and please let me know what that is tomorrow. Okay. All right.
Well, I keep believing every
yeah.
day.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, and trust me, it's hard. I've been there this weekend. I was there this weekend with some things, and still there a little bit. But you know, we just got to keep on hanging on and keep on believing. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Tomorrow.
All right. Bye bye. Tomorrow. All right. Bye bye. Yeah.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Yeah, you know, if I had that song right now, I'd play it. You know, the sun will surely come out tomorrow. I'm not gonna sing it, so don't hang up. but you know, I do believe that. You know, we all have those moments. You know, and right now, I'm going to stop for a minute. Right now, we are being bombarded. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say. We are under an attack. Okay. And there is an energy that is doing its very best to get us all frustrated, to get us all to give up, to get us all to say there's no hope. Because it knows that if all of us light workers believe this light and would walk away, then darkness would envelope. But we are the light of the world. And sometimes it's hard to keep that light shining. Sometimes we want to blow it out. And sometimes we want to walk away. But we can't walk away. We have a job to do. And right now, yeah, it gets a little hard sometimes. And we're maybe shedding a little more tears than we normally would. But the reason why the battle's heating up is that the victory is right around the corner. If I didn't believe that, you wouldn't be hearing my voice right now. But I do believe that. We just got to try to keep hanging on, okay? And we got to push through, and we got to plow on. You know, I remember my grandfather. He had a garden, and sometimes when you plow a garden, sometimes you hit rough ground and you hit rocks. But you keep on plowing through that. You don't give up. And then you plant, and then you have to water. And I think that for a lot of us, I think what's going on with a lot of us is this. We feel like that we've plowed. We feel like we planted, but we're not really seeing too much of a harvest. We're not seeing that growth like we thought we should by now. You know, I'm not a farmer, but I remember my grandfather, he loved the garden, and that's one thing I remember of him when I was a kid. He loved to be in the garden. But I'm sure that there were times that he got frustrated because those crops maybe weren't growing as fast as he thought they would. Or, you know, maybe the rabbits got in and ate some of the leaves and tore some stuff up. And I feel like for a lot of us, we're sort of like that right now. You know, maybe our crops are not growing the way they we thought they should. You know, it's what we think. You know, and I want to focus on that for a minute. You know, what we think, that's our brain working. Think, brain. But why don't we get out of our heads, and why don't we look at our hearts? And let's go into there, heart-centered people, heart-centered faith, heart-centered spiritual beings. You know, I think that as a spiritual being, I think that what we've done, and I can only speak for myself, I think what I've done is a lot of times I forgot who I really am, and that's that spiritual being. And sometimes I've let that human part of me my emotions, my brain, all of those things override the spiritual part of me. But we can't allow that to happen now. I know it's hard. I know that. I hear it in your voices. I hear it in my voice. I see it around me with other light workers. We're all going through it right now. But we're going through it. Did you hear those words? We're going through it right now. Okay? We got to keep on going through it. We don't want to get stuck right now. We don't want to stay right now. And do you want to stay in this the feeling that you're in? No. We go through it. And through it, once we get through it, my friends, there's a better day ahead. I know. I keep saying it over and over. And I keep saying it over and over because I know it's true. And I know it will come. And I know it's right around the corner. But sometimes that corner might be a little longer than we think. Okay? So just hang in there. All right, Kathy. So far, it looks like you're my last call of the day. Hi.
Thank you. I'm calling about my son who just turned 29. And I was talking to a gentleman this morning. His name was Luther. And the man... It was over some trouble that my son got into. Do you see my son coming out of it okay?
Okay. I'm sorry. Did you say your son's name? If you did, could you say it again, please?
His name is Tyler.
Tyler?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And he's 29, is that correct?
He just turned 29.
Okay. All right. Could you give me the month of his birth, just the month, please?
February.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was around right now. Okay. His birthday's still coming up, right? It hasn't passed yet.
His birthday already happened.
It's already happened. Okay. All right. I feel like that this is going to be okay. I don't see any problems. I'm going to say, you know, I'm not going to look for a problem because I don't see one. We don't want to create a problem. So I'm going to say with everything inside of me that this is going to be resolved and your son's going to be okay. I mean, there might be some consequences, but nothing really major here. I do feel like that there are going to be a little bit of some consequences, but nothing huge. So I would just, you know, trust spirit on this. But I don't see any big thing for your son coming up.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you. And thank you for what you do. And I put a lot of heavy prayer into helping you with your stomach. I know what that, I've come through some of that myself.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny how sometimes those things just happen, you know, and then it's like, ow, that hurt. But I do feel a lot better, so thank you. I appreciate it. And not just you, everybody else that prayed for me too, because I do feel 100% better already. So much better, because I was about ready to go off air because the pain was so intense. I do appreciate your prayers. And, you know, just put your son... The one thing I would tell you, Kathy, is I would just put your son in the hands of his guardian angel that watches over him, that's assigned to him, and just say, hey, you know what? I can't really do much about this, but I know you can and you are, and just put him there. But like I said, I don't see any big consequences. Now, I will tell you there are going to be some consequences. There are going to be some little consequences of this, but nothing huge.
You know, my son says he learned from this, and he keeps telling me every time he does something that he learns from it. And I have faith that he did learn from it. And do you pick up that he did learn from it?
I do believe that he learned from it. And I believe that he hopefully did learn from it, because if he doesn't learn from it this time, there are going to be huge consequences down the road next time. Spirit's given them the little lessons and hoping that he learns. But there is a time that comes that sometimes Spirit has to say, hey, you know what? You need to listen, or I'm going to set you aside for a minute so you will listen. But, you know, I do believe that he did listen this time. I do believe he learned a lesson. I don't see any other thing happening. But I'm just saying that we hope that he, you know, does learn from this and doesn't do anything else. Because I am a little concerned about him, but I do hope that he learned this time, because this is that wake-up moment for him. Otherwise, there is going to be a serious consequence if he doesn't learn from this one.
I know. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry I had to tell you that, but that's what I'm seeing. That, I mean, this is his, you know, I believe that we all have those wake-up moments in our lives, and this is his. And, you know, this is Spirit saying, hey, you know, I love you. And Spirit would love him no matter what happens, but there are times that Spirit has to set us aside and say, hey, you know what, you didn't learn. I'm going to give you some time out here, and you know, maybe you'll learn this time. So I hope that he straightens up, and I will be praying for him, and I'm going to ask my listeners to pray for him too, and for you, and the whole situation, that this is the last situation that he has, okay?
Thank you. That's very powerful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kathy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's go ahead and do that right now, actually. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for Kathy. And I thank you for her son, Tyler. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray for Tyler right now. I don't know this young man, but you do. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now that you would just let him realize that this is his wake-up call. That this is his moment. That these are his choices. These are his decisions. That he has free will. But Father, Mother, God, I know that inside of him is the same Spirit that's inside me. And right now, Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just touch his heart. That whatever's causing this hurt in him, that causes this behavior from him, that you would just touch this right now. I believe that I'm seeing what's causing this. Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just heal this pain that's inside of him. Pain and anger can make us do things that we wouldn't normally do, because we're hurting and we don't know how to fix that. And maybe he doesn't know how to fix that, but I know that you do. And I'm asking you within him to begin to fix this. And begin to heal him. And begin to touch him. And I say namaste. And I say amen. Hold on for just a second. All right, let's go with Ronnie. Ronnie, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Veronica from Delaware. Something just made me call in, little voice in my head, and your message is exactly what's going on. I'm glad to see other people are being bombarded. My life's been chaotic for over a year, and I think listening to your show makes me cope with it better, and I'm just, like you say, plow ahead. I'm just taking one day at a time. Right. But because this little voice told me to call in, I thought I'd see if maybe you had any messages for me.
Okay, actually, I do.
Good.
I have a woman present that just came, not just walking through, but running through the bell. Is your mother on the other side?
Not yet.
Okay.
She's close.
This is somebody that was either a mother-like to you.
Yes.
Okay. Would there be somebody? Okay. All right. Because this is somebody that almost like demands attention. This is like, here I am, a very strong woman, somebody that was very independent, a very independent thinker. Oh, that's a nice word there. And very stubborn. And she wants me to tell you that you are stronger than you think. That you got to really, right now, you're going to have to pull yourself up by the bootstraps and really stay in your ground. Because you are going through stuff right now, and you are facing this, but you're going through it. I love that word, going through. We're not staying, okay? We're going through, and so that's I love that. And when we look at it that way, you know, that's a good way to look at it. We're going through it, and so but I would definitely just, you know, realize that you are stronger. And I will tell you, March is your breakout month.
Good.
Yeah. I feel like that things really calmed down. Almost to the point you're going to be a little bored because everything calms down. But because everything, you know, because right now it feels like you've had, you know, burning the candle at both ends and in the middle and everywhere else. You've just got a lot of stuff going on right now. But that all calms down here about March, and March actually looks good. April looks good. May looks a little bumpy, but nothing like you've gone through. But definitely do feel like that March is really a good month for things to turn around for you. There's also an unexpected visitor that is coming. I feel like that this is an angel, though. This is not a... this is an angel that is going to come into play here in March. You're going to feel something happening in your house. You're going to feel like a cool breeze or something because you're definitely going to have an angel visitor for a while. As far as your mother's health, and now let's focus on that. I will prepare you that I do feel like that there could be a passing, okay?
Right.
Okay.
We're ready.
Okay. You know, I definitely see that. I'm going to go with about a couple months here. You know, I would be really surprised if she was still in physical form in May. So I'm going to say here in these next couple months that there could be her making that transition.
Okay.
So I just thought I'd let you know that. So the reason I'm saying that is because I'm picking up what I would feel is transitional energy. And so around her, so I'm going to say that the time is really close. I'm going to say it could, you know, it's going to be within the next couple months here.
Okay, because she's had some setbacks.
Yeah.
And she's not looking good. So we're, you know, we're prepared.
Yeah, and you want what's best for her.
I do.
For
yes,
her
we do.
Good. And you know, she's had a wonderful life, and she's fulfilled what she's supposed to have done on this planet. And so it is time for her to go, you know, and out of this lifetime anyhow. And so, and, you know, when it happens, I will tell you, I do feel like it's going to be very peaceful for her. I do feel like that she just goes to sleep and, you know, she wakes up on the other side.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And so I don't feel like that she'll be in any pain. I don't see that. I just feel like that she will just slip away.
Well, that's lovely. I'm so glad I called. This gave me a lift.
All right, and
so I appreciate it. So
no,
you know,
problem.
I'll talk to
you. Do you have a dog on the other side?
Yeah. There's okay. A prominent dog. Yes.
Okay, because all of us, it was weird because I kept hearing panting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, what is that?
Yep.
And so, was this like a big dog?
Yes.
Okay. Because I just feel like a big, huge dog behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Very loyal to you. And it's just telling me that it's happy and that it's watching over you. Sometimes it's around.
Okay.
Do you feel it around sometimes?
Well, I probably do. I'm not really, you know, I got to be more observant. But this is my daughter's dog that was very close to everybody in the family. It was like a little baby to us.
Yeah, because it was, it's like, it just says loyalty. It was just like really loyal and very protective. And so still around, especially around your daughter also.
Mm-hmm.
So, Right now, especially, I don't know if she's going through some stuff right now, but the dog is like right there, wanting to try to bite somebody. Is there somebody that the dog would be trying to bite?
Well, there's another dog in the house, maybe.
Oh, okay, because I don't know. It's just like, yeah. So maybe just playing or something.
She rescues golden retrievers.
Oh, okay.
So she probably, right. She's had quite a, you know, but this one was special. This one was from Puppy.
All right.
And we had it, you know, sleeps in the bed and the whole bit.
Yeah, so it's just coming forward. So you might just pass a message on that around her also. All right, I appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
Hopefully that helps. All right,
thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have one more call, actually, and it is actually Rose that answers the phones. Hi, Rose.
Hi.
How can I help you? Sorry you're having a bad day, or had a bad day.
It was a crazy day. Oh, I'm telling you, I was pulled in 96 different directions. Crazy.
Well, I'm glad you finally showed up, so.
I know. I'm glad I made it, too.
Yeah.
Hey, so, Michael.
Okay. How can I help?
Where am I going this weekend?
Is this the weekend that you're going to Texas?
Maybe. Hopefully, if things work out well, I'll tell you what, I could really use a break.
I'm saying yes. Are you leaving Friday?
That's what I hope to do, but it's hard getting everything in order, you know?
Okay, well, you need to get stuff in order because you definitely need this trip.
Yeah.
You're going to meet somebody on this trip.
Wow. Like a male somebody or just a person?
Just a person. They have a message for you. I feel like they're another reader, actually. I feel like that this is a female, but I do definitely feel like it's a reader. They're just going to come up to you. Actually, you're going to be at a restaurant or somewhere. They're actually going to come up to you and just talk to you.
Oh, how cool is that? Wow.
Yeah, because they're going to be sitting there and they're going to be drawn to you so much that they're just going to come up to your table and just start talking to you.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
They have a
divine message for you, so I would definitely do everything in your power to go on this trip because they're waiting for you, actually. They don't know who you are yet, but they've already got a message for you.
Oh, I got, you know what? And I'm getting goosebumps all over, so that's my validation. That's so cool.
Yeah, me too. I'm almost like crying because I can feel this. I would definitely go on this trip. I definitely believe that Spirit's going to open the door, so I would just get your ducks in a row and wouldn't let anything stop me. If you have the money, you have the finances, I wouldn't let anything stop me from going.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to do. Just, you know, I already have a place to stay. Don't have to worry about the hotel room and that kind of thing. So, I just need a break, you know?
Yeah, you do. And you need to go. Is Jesse going with you?
No, he's staying here.
Oh, okay.
But he's okay. He's okay with that because he's having one of his buddies come and stay with him, and so they're going to Minecraft and PS3 and all that stuff.
And all that stuff, and be teenagers. Okay.
Yeah. Do boy stuff. So.
Yeah. Do boy stuff. Yeah. Well, because I didn't really see him with you. That's why I asked. Because I feel like that this is a divine trip just for you. And I feel like that he'll have his own special weekend, but you need this, and so I would definitely wouldn't let anything stop me from doing this. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. That's great news. Right. You know what?
All right.
I'm glad your guest didn't show up because we wanted to hear from you. We missed you. You haven't been on in a while.
I was on Thursday and Friday. You guys just weren't around.
Well, it seems like a long time because we're your regulars.
I know. Hey, that's okay. And you know, and I look at it this way. There's a reason why she wasn't here tonight, and I believe that it was because, you know, that Spirit has, you know, tonight been really an emotional night for a lot of people, and so I just feel like that Spirit just wanted to talk to us. So I appreciate you, Rose, and thank you so much for helping out tonight.
Okay, thanks, Michael. Feel better.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, I got 24 minutes to talk. All right. Phone lines are closed, and so actually, Spirit wants me to pull some cards for us, all of us, okay? So the first card I pulled for all of us is the intuitive communication card from my Gaia deck, and it's the silent whispers of the heart. Really what Spirit wants us to do is, you know, what I talked about earlier, is listen to our heart, go inward, not upward to our head. A lot of times we go upward and not inward. You know, our brain, for so long, a lot of us, for so long, all we've trusted was our head. You know, a lot of us are in our heads 24/7, just da-da-da-da up there in our head. Letting our head tell us about our past, hold our past against us, drags us into our past, and just keeps us stuck there. All along, our heart in the middle of us is screaming at us, saying, hey, come down here. Come here. Come center. Come within. Not up. You know, we got to get out of our heads and into center and into our heart center. So intuitive communication tells us silent whispers of the heart. It's a, you know, and how I love the word silent whispers of the heart. It goes to meditation. It's that quiet time. And when we hear the word meditation, our head go, oh, you can't do that. You can't be quiet. You can't, no way. Don't even try, because it knows that if you go inward, it's going to, you're going to take away power from your head. And your head has been in charge for so long, it doesn't want to relinquish that. So it's fighting, it's screaming, it's kicking. Have you ever had like a two-year-old and you've been in a store with that kid and they want a toy and they're screaming and hollering and you're embarrassed because people think you're beating your kid because he's like screaming bloody murder? That's how your head is doing right now. That's why we're going through a lot of this stuff, is because our head knows that its days of being in control are almost over. And we're going to go more heart-centered. We're going to become more heart-focused people instead of emotional-focused people. All right? Next card, harmony, power, self-confidence. That's where Spirit's trying to drag us. Give us back that power. Go back to that long-forgotten memory of who we used to be, which is that spiritual being. And there was a time in our lives that we were powerful, you and I. And then over a period of time, over a period of years, we've slowly relinquished our power to our head. Tonight must be head night. So, but slowly but surely, we relinquish that to our head. And you guys can confess to this, because a lot of you are letting your head talk to you right now. Your brain is saying, okay, who is this guy? You know, what's he saying? You know, but it's not me. It's the spirit within me talking to you, talking to the spirit within you. And so power, self-confidence, that's where the spirit wants to drag us right now, into that empowering place. Tonight, a lot of my calls tonight were very emotional. People are hurting. You know, and I'm glad that you guys come and listen to the show and that I can help in some way. I'm glad about that. You know, it's like sometimes we have to have that voice in the wilderness crying out that there's hope. You know, because sometimes that wilderness sometimes gets a little dark looking and gets a little scary sometimes, and we're stumbling on the rocks sometimes, and then, you know, if we're in the wilderness too long, it might get turned into a desert, and we start getting hot, and we don't think that we're going to make it out of there. But, you know, it's going through. And I love that. I'm going to get me a bumper sticker that says, I'm going through something. We all go through it. I've never noticed that until tonight. You know, Spirit saying go through that. Because through that is something better for us. So we just got to keep on going through it. Talking about that, Nightwind card. Facing fear, subconscious release, and healing. How many, really, honestly, how many of you have been afraid in, let's say, the last month of something? Afraid that, you know, you're not going to meet your bills. Afraid that you won't find that job. Afraid that you wouldn't find that special someone. Afraid that you're not going to go on a trip. Afraid that you're not going through. That everything's hopeless. Do you know that our news in America, let me get on the soapbox for a minute. I wasn't going to go here, but I feel like here is where I want to go. Our news, mainstream media, they are fear mongers. They feed off of fear, and then they breach that to you and make you afraid. They want you to think that the world is a bad place and an awful place, and that's all they show you. But honestly, there's a lot of good stuff happening on our planet. Honestly, there is a whole bunch of good stuff. And the next time that I'm on by myself, I'm going to share some of those good stories with you. Some of those stories of heroes that are helping people, that are working in soup kitchens, feeding people, and the people that are out there on the front lines with the homeless people. Those stories, those uplifting stories, because we hear enough of the awful stuff, but there is some really good stuff happening. You know, it's like when, it was like even in Iraq, when they were showing Iraq, you know, the people that were over there, the armed forces, they were telling stories of what really was going on. There were some really good people. Not everybody over there is out to kill Americans. There's some really good people there. But the news, all they want to show you is what's bad, what's wrong with people, what's wrong with our country, not what's good in our country. Because the good, unfortunately, my friends, the good don't sell. The sponsors, yeah, don't get me even started on that. All right, let's get back to the cards. Okay. Okay, let's skip that card and let's go on to this one. Moonlight Goddess card. Repress emotions, healing, and reflection. Right now, that's where we all are right now. Spirit has us in a place of reflection, a place of looking at ourselves. That's what reflection is, looking at yourself. A lot of us don't like to do that. We don't like to look at ourselves. And I don't mean just in a mirror. I'm really looking at ourselves. Yeah, I know. Ow, that hurt. That even hurt me. But yeah. So, you know, but that's where we are right now. We're in an amazing time in our lives. Things are changing and happening so fast, at a rapid pace. But Spirit really has us looking at ourselves, and because the reason why we're looking at ourselves is the word repressed. You know what repressed means? It means pushed down emotions, packed in emotions, packed down emotions. Like, okay, man, this, they made me angry, but I'm not going to let go of that. I'm going to hang on to it. So I push it down a little bit to make it fit. And then I have a little bit more anger, so I'm going to push that down and push that down and push that down. That's what repressed means. Packed full of emotions. And then sooner or later, then we wonder why all of a sudden we're throwing frying pans across the kitchen, because that emotion sooner or later is going to pop out of there. Have you ever had a pressure cooker? You put that pressure on there, sooner or later it's going to blow its top. Do you know the humanity, a lot of humanity right now, is at the blowing top stage, unfortunately? Hurt people, hurt others. Heal people, heal others. You know, we're gonna talk about something that happened today, because I actually predicted it. We're going to look for the show where that actually is. But something happened today on our planet that hadn't happened for 600 years. Anybody know what that is? Something happened on our planet today that hasn't happened for 600 years. The Pope, at the end of this month, has resigned. According to him, due to health issues, and so we'll just leave it at that. But he will step down. I actually predicted that. I think either at the beginning of this year or in December, we're going to be looking for that show. But that's amazing. Not just because I predicted it. That's not the amazing part. The amazing part is because it shows a change. Today, I've been watching the news about this, and a lot of the priests are saying that this is an amazing thing. They keep using the word amazing because he's stepping aside because he realizes that he can't go on physically. And this hardly has ever happened. The last time it happened was 600 years ago. They usually pass. I believe also that the next pope is going to be young. And I believe it's also going to be a huge surprise. I'm not going to say who yet, but I will make that announcement later on after I get that information. But I am leaning towards somebody, but I do feel like that the next pope, the next leader of the Roman Catholic Church, will be younger than any pope that they've had. Change. Things are changing. Our world's constantly changing. Systems, you're going to see systems change. The Roman Catholic Church, and please don't take this the wrong way, but the Roman Catholic Church for a long time has been sick. And so... Spirit is beginning to put people in there to help heal some hurts that have been caused for over years and years and years. And so that's an amazing thing that Spirit wants to put people in place to help heal a major hurt that has been there for a long time. And you're going to see this not just in the Roman Catholic Church. You're going to see this in all kinds of governments and all kinds of situations. And the Roman Catholic Church is a government to itself. And so you're going to see changes in government. Because Spirit wants to heal our country, heal the world, and going to do that through people. Has always used people to help heal. Can't do it without us. And so why don't we be the change that we want to see in the world, okay? Thank you for listening tonight. You know, I apologize if you have tuned in to listen to my guest tonight, and but there's a reason for everything that happens, and we'll check on her and try to figure out what happened tonight. I do have a guest coming up on Wednesday, I definitely believe. And so she'll be with me on Wednesday. Go to our show page over at www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see upcoming guests. If you've missed guests, I've had some amazing guests here. I have some amazing guests coming. All that information can be found at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. The one thing that would really help with my guests is if you guys would drop them a note every once in a while and say, hey, you know what, I heard you on Spiritual Talk Radio. Thank you, you read for me. It helps, guys. It really does. That way they come back. All right? So, all right. Have a great night. Take care of yourselves. And remember, you're going through it right now, okay? So keep that in your mind. You're going through. Don't stay stuck there. Okay, keep going through it. All right. Actually, hold on for just a second. I just saw something. Okay. Let's pray. I haven't done this, but let's go ahead and pray for the East Coast. There's a lot of people that were affected, are still being affected. There's a lot of people that are without power still on the East Coast due to this winter storm that hit over the weekend. There was a little 11-year-old boy that passed in a car due to carbon monoxide poisoning. A lot of people have passed, not as many as could have, and we're thankful for that. But you know, the one thing that I always try to do is I believe in prayer, and I believe that prayer is what will change our world. And so let's pray for those people that the power come back on. You can imagine if you don't have power, you don't have heat. You can't cook unless your stove is gas. So there's all kinds of situations right now, and so let's pray for those people as we get ready to close the show tonight. I would ask for prayer for my friend Connie. I don't think that her neck is hurting her and some things, so I would ask for prayer for her tonight. Also, please pray for Sharon. And we'll just leave it at that. I don't feel comfortable about talking about some things. Please remember for her. Thank you, Rose. I almost forgot. I was going to pray for him, and then I almost forgot. Michael Gourley, that was on this program. And we'll be back on this program on Saturday, actually, has been in the hospital. He had something wrong with him, and I think he's out of the hospital. I think that's what Rose told me. But let's remember him in prayer and continue to send healing energy to him, and that this problem that he's having will dissolve and will pass away. Can we pray for Charisse as well? And we're going to pray for her. And also let's pray for Rose's trip. Man, there's a whole bunch of stuff to pray for, and we got about 5 minutes. So let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for all the listeners. We thank you for all the callers. We know that you're already working in every situation. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray that you would be with Sharon, that you would be with Charisse and Rose and with Connie and Caroline and with everybody, and just be with everybody tonight and just touch their lives. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just pray a special prayer for Michael Gourley, and I just pray right now that you would just touch his body. We're going to ask Archangel Raphael to come forth right now and just go to Michael and just continue this healing process in his body and let these things that are going on in his body just pass away and without any problems. And Father, Mother, God, we just pray from the top of his head to the soles of his feet that you would send healing through him right now. And Father, Mother, God, we thank you for the gifts inside of him. We need him around, and we need him to healthy around. And so we just pray that you would just touch him tonight and move in his behalf. Father, Mother, God, we pray for the people on the East Coast tonight that have been impacted by this awful winter storm. We thank you that you protected a lot of people, but a lot of people passed. A lot of people are hurting because of the storm, and we ask that you would move in their behalf tonight. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for all things, and we say namaste, and we say amen. We call it done. All right. Be back here Wednesday, 6 p.m. Central, back here Wednesday with me. Michael will be with us. Michael Gourley will be with us Saturday at 2 o'clock. We will have a Saturday show at 2 p.m. Mark it on your calendar now so you don't forget. Tell your friends about it. Be with me for my guests on Wednesday, and we'll see you then. All right. Have a good night, and thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Bye-bye, guys.